Welcome to the Alcohol Free Marriage and More podcast, recorded live from the cornfields of central Illinois. We're all about thriving marriages and living free from alcohol. Welcome to episode 106 for May 26, 2025.
Hello there, childrens. Welcome back to the Alcohol Free Marriage and More podcast. I'm Matt, along with the always lovely Coach Amy. How are you, my love?
I'm great, Coach Matt.
Guten Tag.
And anyways, happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. We've been
gone. We are recording this on Memorial Day. I don't know if you'll be listening to it on Memorial Day, but thank you.
Odds are highly unlikely because that means I have to
wouldn't
get up.
Be. Yeah, no.
No.
No. But I want to thank all of our servicemen, their families, and those who have paid the ultimate.
Servicemen and women.
And women, yes. Who have paid the ultimate price, and especially to their families. And thank you for that ultimate sacrifice, because that, you know, it means that we live in a free country.
I wish I had like the national anthem I could play for you or something.
You could play it in the back.
I was not pre-prepared audio-wise patriotic moment, but thank you very much. We've been gone for a minute for no great
It's okay.
Excuse.
And you know what? We're probably going to be gone for a minute again because
it's the summer.
It is summer. You know what? And let's just be honest. Life that we thought was maybe not going to be as busy
is equally as busy, if not more.
Is busy.
Yeah.
Being empty nesters is hard work.
I find life like your house. You will manage to the size. Like as much time as you have, you'll fill it. As much space as you have, you'll fill it. Same idea.
Exactly.
We just fill it with different things these days.
Yes, so.
Like our Beyond Spirits, 7 Tips to Start Your AF Journey that you can download below. Like I did that, Amy.
Please do that.
As well as our marriage meeting guide, which we literally just did this morning.
We did our marriage meeting. It went well.
It always goes. I don't think it ever doesn't go well, does it?
No, I mean, it always goes well. Sometimes it's a little rockier than other times, like when things come up.
Yeah, some weeks there's deeper topics than
but
other weeks.
But this morning it was just like, okay, yeah. You know, kind of, it wasn't routine, but there really wasn't a lot that came up.
No.
And I think the more you are on top of it and the more you are communicating daily, the less you're going to have major issues come up. Does that make sense?
Well, I think the more often
you're willing to talk things through in the moment.
That's true. Yeah. But also when you do it weekly, you don't have months of stuff saved up to...
True.
I need to talk to you about 2 months ago when you did... Blah, blah, blah,
yes.
You know,
when you've worked on that past core pattern that is holding you back.
Yes.
And if you want more information about that, you know, I would say you can download our free marriage guide, but also go to How You Love. Is that right?
I have no idea. I'll put a link down below because I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's How You Love.
I don't know. But what I do know is, Amy, August 2nd, we will be in Lafayette, Indiana.
I know. I can't wait.
God willing and the creek don't rise. The Free Spirited Festival, the first annual, I'm assuming, put on by Generation NA.
I know.
There in Lafayette. They're putting on a one-day free spirit. There's going to be like music and activities.
It's a festival.
Like 30-some plus vendors doing samplings and tastings, and yeah, so it's like...
I'm really excited about this.
You know what? We couldn't make it out to Sober in the City, you know, that's a whole weekend thing. This is a one-day thing on August 2nd.
Yeah,
so
within driving, so...
Well, driving distance for us.
Driving distance for us, but who knows, maybe we'll...
If you're in the Midwestern area, take a look.
Maybe we'll find a spot.
I will put a link below, but it's freespiritedfestival.com.
Yes,
if you're looking
please.
For it, or follow Generation NA on Instagram. You can find it there too.
I think I'm very excited for them.
Yes.
And I'm very excited for us to be able to go.
I know. Yeah. We're free and it's nearby.
And-ish. And can I take my animal or no?
I have not looked into that.
Probably should look into that.
I do not know.
Because I need to get on that if we're not.
If
we're not able, I need to get on that. Well, all right.
If Maggie's still home, we can have her watch the dog, so... But speaking of NA drinks,
mm-hmm.
Amy, we found it's rare anymore that we can find new things to try because
there's new stuff coming out still.
We've tried a ton, but we still find new things. What did you find?
Well, I don't know how to pronounce this because it doesn't come with a pronunciation.
It'll be in the notes, but yeah.
It's Attapeek? I don't know.
Let me see it again. Yeah. Attapeek, Attypeque.
It's
a whole line of mocktail. This mocktail, they have a sangria, and this is like the mojito.
A beverage for the bold, the ones that never shy away from being themselves. What you see is what you get always.
Wow, that's pretty aggressive.
And well, they have, and you can go to their, they actually have a website there, Matt. You can...
And stay tuned. We are gonna touch on the poison.
One can, 70 calories. This is the mojito. And since it is, I will, yeah.
While Amy opens that, stay tuned. We are going to talk about the potential problems or pitfalls of NA drinks. How is it? You've had it before.
I really like it.
You're only.
This is one that I mean.
Your
this,
only caveat was it's not high out sugar. It's just, it has like 14 grams, 12 grams.
You know what? Here's the thing. If you're drinking alcohol and you were drinking wine like I was, the amount of calories that you were consuming in that bottle of wine is far less. I mean, it's far more than this is far less than that.
Yes. Oh, I would agree.
And always, I usually will have maybe, I mean, honestly, anymore, it's like I'll have one.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Again, I'm drinking alcohol the way I always wanted to drink alcohol.
True story.
I wanted to always just, why can't I just have one? I can just have one now.
Now you can just have one. Just like I'm having one of the, Lagunitas has had their IPA for a long time. But I just found this. I don't know if this is new to them, or but it's new to me. Is their Lagunitas Hazy IPA, which is in a silver can with a green logo. Quite tasty. I'm actually not a huge fan of their regular IPA. But this hazy one just has a little something special, Amy, that I enjoy.
Cool. I mean, I don't have much to say. I know you like, I like Lagunitas.
Have you tried this one? I doubt you. This is not, I can almost guarantee this is not, as we say, your jam. And she says, "Well, you didn't make a horrible."
That is not as bitey. Is that what I wanted to say? Mm-hmm. Bitey. It doesn't have near the bite that some of them have.
It has a little more of a fruit to it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it does. It does have a fruity taste. That's probably what that.
That's the hazy part, I think.
That calms down the
bitey.
Bitey. See, you know what? You want real descriptions? Bitey.
Bitey. Yes, we're known for real descriptions here.
Bitey.
Amy, I want to talk about some debates this week, but before we get there.
Oh, Matt.
I want to talk about, we were talking about this on a walk, and it's a little strong of a topic title, but almost rock bottoms.
Well, and let's define this, that we did not ever have a rock bottom.
But things that... Could have gone sideways.
Yeah, we had things that could have gone very sideways very quickly.
When we were drinking.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think this is just something to just be aware of.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Eventually, luck is going to catch up, run out, and you're not going to skate away.
Well, and we've talked with many people on our podcast about how things don't...
One day, it just didn't work out.
One day, something happened, and change the trajectory of their lives forever.
Right.
And these are things that possibly could have for us.
Right.
And we just mentioned a few here.
The first, this is quite an old one.
This is a long time ago.
This was a weekend couples getaway in Saugatuck, Michigan, which is like, if you don't know Saugatuck, it's like a little it's
boutique
town on Lake Michigan,
super cute
in Michigan, and we're out and it's a free weekend away from that time. I think we had one child, but
we were, your aunt I think at that
had
time
had an apartment so we were staying for free and up there, and we went out and had a few beverages and having a good old time, and we're at this little boutique shop, and Amy finds this, what was it,
I would say we probably wasn't even very late,
but it was the stores were still open.
Exactly.
But you found this black...
probably some day drinking gone bad, obviously.
Probably. This denim tuxedo jacket, black.
No, it was a denim jacket.
It was black, though.
It was black. It looked very much...
rhinestone studded
very
all over.
Madonna-esque, let's just put back in that era.
This jacket at the time was $300. $300 that we probably didn't have.
Oh, we definitely did not have the $300 to spend on this.
We're having a good time, and in my head, I'm like... I was like, probably not the best idea. But I'm like, oh, she wakes up and doesn't like it. We can always just bring it back. So she buys a jacket. We go back to the apartment. Get up the next morning. Amy's like,
I cannot believe we bought this.
Yeah. We've got to take this back.
We have to take this back. And then I'm reading the receipt.
Because I kept the receipt. I was thinking. And what's the receipt say, Amy? Something to the effect of,
you can only return for store credit.
Yeah, you can return, but only for store credit.
So then I'm panicking because I'm like, we bought this stupid rhinestone jacket that I really, I mean, the night's hazy.
Yeah.
I remember buying the jacket.
You're like, why did I like it?
But, you know, I mean, well, it was cute. I would never wear it, though.
No.
I mean, I had nowhere to wear it. I was a stay-at-home mom.
You weren't going to wear it. You didn't have 300 reasons to wear it.
I'm going
to
be wearing this for school pickup. I mean, come on.
So the silver lining to that is we were able to get the store credit, and they happened to have other things.
They did have other things. It was very eclectic, but we were able to. We basically, in June, bought everyone's Christmas not everyone, but a good portion of all of our Christmas shopping was completed.
So turn the corner a little bit on that.
Yes.
So not a...
So that wasn't like a... I mean, but still, I mean, that $300 at that time in our life, that hurt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, luckily, we could use it in another way, but if we were stuck with a jacket...
But we were short, and we had to kind of, you know, as we would always say, all right, well, our spending's gotten out a little out of hand. We need to kind of pull
drink
things
and shop.
Back. Yeah.
So then, we're out one Friday evening...
Okay, this is not out one Friday evening.
This was a Friday.
Which one are you doing?
The house. Friday night.
Okay, all right, this is many years later.
Many years later, yes. Yeah, this was 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago.
Yes.
I
was out.
We had been looking for houses, but we kind of...
And we had decided no.
No.
And we weren't going to... No. Too many.
But you know, the Zillow habit's a tough one to kick.
But the Zillow also has a reminder, like the notifications pop up.
You might be interested in this house.
So I'm waiting for you at the bar, and I see this notification pop up, and I look at it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I think this is a house we looked at 18 months ago.
While we're having a few drinks.
Yeah. And so then you come, and I show it to you, and you're like, yeah. And you're like, Amy, no, that is the house we looked at. So we're like, oh, this is awesome. We're trying to get a hold of our realtor. I know the realtor, yada, yada, yada. So we're like, okay, we've got calls in to people. And
but hold on, pause for a second. The whole time we're drinking at a bar.
Yes, we're still drinking. We're having snacks, cocktails, the whole thing. And then we proceed to get, hey, a call. Hey, yeah, just come on over. Go home. So we went home, got our kids. Drove to the house.
All good decisions so far, yes.
We went through the house. The family that lived here.
Was still here.
They were like, sure, having a party themselves, having a good time. So many things wrong here. We look at the house. Let's go back to our home and let's make an offer on the house.
While we have another drink.
Yes. So I wake up the next morning and I'm like, oh my gosh, we bought a house. I don't remember like parts of the tour. I don't know if we have enough.
Really, we really were walking through the house. We weren't necessarily taking notes and paying attention. Like, yeah, the house is still here, generally speaking, but we really didn't.
Well, we really liked the house the first time we saw it. True. We wanted the house the first time we saw it. We could not buy it then.
And technically speaking, we could still have gotten out of it.
Sure, we could have. But I woke up in that panic in the middle of the night going, does it have enough space? Does it have the closet?
Is this really what we want?
Is this what... Yeah. Does it... I am searching. I am seeking in my mind. I don't remember.
We basically impulse purchased a house, more or less.
We did.
I mean, we'd looked at it before, yes, but we didn't really come home and think about it. We're just like, all right, let's make an offer. So there you go. And that worked out okay. But
it did work out.
It could have gone horribly sideways.
It could have gone very sideways. Yes, and yes. I tell people, that I'm like, it worked out.
Yes.
I honestly do believe... that, and the next story will confirm this. I do believe we have a guardian angel who has been walking right alongside of us over the years.
So the last one, I don't think I told Amy about this for a while.
You didn't tell me this until this morning.
Oh, okay.
I did not know about this.
So that would be a while, because this is probably at least 10 years ago, because I had a different Jeep.
I knew nothing about this. And so, I know why you didn't tell me about this.
We, you know... Kids have had activities back then, and I was going to pick up, I think, Luke from something. And, you know, as every evening, I'd had a couple drinks or whatever sitting around. But I had to go pick him up, and it had been lightly snowing, nothing much, but I was probably running late or just in a hurry, as I generally am. Anyway, I come around a T-intersection turn, and the Jeep just starts to slide towards another car. And at, like, the, like, paint edge last minute, it gripped and pulled away. And all I can remember thinking is, if I got in an accident, I would have probably breathalyzed over the limit. Because the limit's only 0.8. I almost guarantee it. At that time of night, I just remembered going, I would have gotten a DUI in this accident.
Yes. I mean, you're right. And what I want to also say is one of the things that we were talking about as well is tolerance. And
alcohol tolerance.
Alcohol tolerance. That, okay, just because you can process and handle, I have my air quotes up, handle
right.
your alcohol or handle drinking more alcohol, that doesn't mean that you can handle driving or any of these things. And if
it just means you've
God forbid you learn how to function that way. Yeah, if something happened
right.
and you had an accident or anything like that, that you would be responsible and you are still over the limit and you are still intoxicated and your prefrontal cortex is not making proper decisions. Right. It has come offline. And so that is a part of all of this too, that we want to remind people is, yeah, things have worked out for us.
But just pure dumb luck.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm not glorifying this either. I'm just like, learn from us, please.
I think some, and probably 100 other small ones all become reasons why you end up quitting because you're like, eventually all these little.
Eventually it's going to catch up. And I know people, we've talked to people, we've interviewed people on this podcast, people who have ended up having a DUI.
Yep.
And then they've had another DUI.
On vacation one time, I destroyed a $1,000 drone in a tree. So, you know, not everything works out well. I mean, I didn't hurt anybody but myself, but, you know.
It happens. And those are the things. Well, your drone thing probably could have happened.
True. But,
drinking did not help at all.
Don't drink and drone either, kids.
Just don't drink and drone.
All right, Coach Amy, I want to get into some debates here. One I found on social media, as one does, it's a video showing in the comment section is really what got me. It's a gentleman taking a 64-ounce thing of grape juice, like Welch's grape juice, pours.
Was it Concord grapes, man? You know what? There's a lot of resveratrol in those.
They did say something about get the good grape, Mike.
Get that good grape.
Sure.
You know, so you have that resveratrol. Yeah. Was it
resveratrol? Something in the grapes, yeah.
I never can say that word right.
But he pours out a chunk of it and then refills it, backfills
it. You said it was a half. He poured out half.
Roughly
half.
Basically, he poured out enough to fit an entire bottle of Tito's vodka back in.
How big was the bottle, Matt, of Tito's?
A full bottle, so 750. A regular full 750 milliliter bottle.
Wow.
Full bottle of tequila. Or vodka.
And this handle?
Just a regular bottle, 750.
Okay, I don't understand. I've never did, that was one thing I didn't drink a lot of. So
and this whole thing was just supposed to be like, here's a way to make this drink to take on the golf course so you don't have to pay overpriced drinks on the cart girl. Fine, I'm not against that. Like, I've taken my own drinks on the golf course, have a couple
sure.
beers.
I still do. Yeah, I still take my NA beverages, so, which will be coming up soon. Yeah,
I have nothing against that concept. I've done it myself. And not even to an extreme, just a couple of beers on the golf course, whatever. But I did some math, Amy, and this gentleman did not look metabolically healthy. And
he was a big man.
Yes. And I ran the numbers on this. So 64 ounce of the bottle of vodka. So each 12-ounce serving of this, because you also then top it off with ginger beer when you're on the course, so you fill up your little tumbler cup. One serving has roughly 5 shots of vodka and close to 60 grams of sugar. I don't even know how to explain. I'm like, the only thing I said on our walk is the only way it makes sense
diabetes
is
diabetes juice.
Yeah. Diabetes alcoholic juice. But the only way it makes sense is like, all right, if you made that and you were going to drink that one cup the entire time, then it breaks down to like one
yes,
shot.
Yes, because like four shot, out. A shot is your standard. Yeah. You know, like five, yeah. is it? Yeah, a yeah. shot.
A shot is one drink.
Yeah.
And if you're golfing for, say, 4 hours or 18 holes, roughly, all right, so it's about a drink an hour. But I'm like, if you had two of those, I mean, that's 10 shots and four. I mean, that's a lot of alcohol. And then, so the comment section is where the debate comes in.
Yes, the comments.
You're like, oh, all the teetotalers are saying this is bad. Let the guy do what he wants. I'm all about do what you want. But there is no way on God's green earth that you can look at that, making that, and taking that to drink on the golf course and saying, I have a normal drinking situation. Like, you are drinking that to get hammered on the golf course. Right? I mean, come on. It's not like...
Well, and then it goes into the whole...
If you
like,
mixed it to be a regular drink, like a one-to-one, like it should be, like one shot per, you know.
It comes into the tolerance.
True.
But again, like you said, that is, wow. It's just...
And then how are you getting home after you play golf? Have a couple of those. You've had 10 shots of vodka.
Well, we've known people who have been on the golf course, who have done that, who have ended up rolling vehicles and been in... But in the ditch.
I appreciate there was plenty of NA people out there supporting the, you know, this is a bad idea. But then all the drinkers of the world were sort of jumping on like.
Let him have his thing.
Yeah. I'm like.
Well, again, I go back to that justification on that. Yes. And it's, again, I just want to say it's alcohol use disorder. Remember, there's the so-called, again, air quotes, alcoholic, which it's alcohol use disorder. You're on a spectrum. So you have. The image of somebody who's really drinking a lot and who has lost everything.
Right.
Drinking out of that brown paper
bag.
Yeah. And then you have problematic, and then you have all the way back over to people who maybe drink once or twice a year. I mean, or never. So you have that whole thing. And so people start to justify, well, you know, I drink this much or that. And then we do this comparison game. Well, I don't drink that much, so I guess I don't have a problem.
Right.
You know, it all goes back to us asking, like, is this serving us?
Right.
How is it serving us? How do you feel? How do you feel each day? And along with that, how is your health? Like, really, looking at your health. I just know I feel so much better. And my health keeps getting better. I mean, it's been 5 years.
Right.
And I'm in the best shape probably of my life.
Right. Well, and I think what gets me in this debate, and thank you for clarifying that, is making a drink to take with you because you want to save money. Cool. What, you know, I'm fine. You know, if you want to have a couple of drinks on golf course, cool. But the debate came about drink or don't drink.
Yeah, no.
And but it's more about like, okay, well, this person is clearly probably not terribly healthy. I don't know. I mean, I may not be healthy either. I'm not saying
I can make that judgment. Yeah. I can make that judgment now.
But
I'm sorry. I can make that judgment myself, knowing what I used to.
This thing is that you're making
carry around. I wasn't healthy.
You're making a metabolic bomb between the alcohol and the sugar, and you're going to drink a couple of those. And I'm like, that's normal drinking. Even like you're not even pretending. So I think.
Well, it's just a classic binge drinker.
Right. Or it's just rage bait. Could be that too. Just do it to get people PO'd and
could be.
I mean, he's kind of still selling it. Like the lady who had the vodka in the water dispenser.
Yeah, hey, I want to get some attention. Let's see if I can, you know, do that. I don't know. But I think just looking at the whole scenario, I mean, yeah, people want to like get hyped up about these different things. And I think the whole thing is it's not an us against them type of thing. It's like,
but
I'm sorry, alcohol is not good for you.
No.
Again, you need to have informed consent.
Right.
And when you have all of these different entities coming out and telling us that no amount of alcohol is good for us, don't drink more than one or two a week.
Right.
And then, you know, so those messages are starting to... We're starting to have them more and more.
Yep.
Just like we did with smoking all those years ago. I mean, smoking used to be good for you.
Yeah.
Doctors recommended.
Doctor smokes Marlboro.
Yeah. I mean, doctors recommended whatever the brands and all of that.
But I get the
smoking was good for your lungs.
I was that sort of drinker, kind of, I don't know, that extreme, but I defended my friend. You know, if you went against my alcohol buddy, like I had the flask cap, the one that you can pour. I forget how many shots it held in the cap. 5, I think. But you can pour your booze in the top and pump it into your cup.
If that would have been a Jimmy Buffett concert, you would have been all aboard it.
Right. Oh, back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We would have both. I mean, Now, is it normal? No, that would have been a normal binge drinking night at a concert.
Well, and and maybe that's a great perspective. I didn't think about, like, and not saying it's still right or wrong, but, you know, if that's your, well, if I'm going to a concert, you know, once in a while, I think maybe the implication was, like, you're going golfing, you probably golf a lot, then that's probably not a great idea to always do that. I don't know. I look at it from both sides, because I could have been 4 years ago, I would have been in their camp going, oh, it's a great idea. I can take it. Nobody's going to notice that I have alcohol. It just looks like grape juice in my cup. And like, I could have sold myself on that. And it's got a lot of alcohol, so I don't need a bunch of it. I have to refill it.
It's also emotional immaturity.
Yes.
I mean, how old was this gentleman?
Oh, he was like my age.
Oh, yeah. That's emotionally immaturity. I mean, let's think about it. I remember going to parties in college.
Which is called Jungle Juice.
We had Purple Passion. Yeah. And, oh, you know, just put it in a water bottle or whatever. No one will know. Or you basically, we were doing the same thing. I mean, all it is a frat guy who's an adult frat guy now.
That's true.
Taking his Jungle Juice golfing.
You're exactly right.
So, I mean, it is, you know, there's a certain point. I mean, it's not aging well.
No.
It's not aging well. No. And I want to age well. I want to age healthy. I'm telling you, I want to just literally walk into my 90s as far as I can go and then just drop dead.
Well, I don't have a good segue for that. But the other side of this debate, Amy, is does the non-alcoholic craze just keep us drinking? So it's this article from Fast Company, and the guy's talking about, at face value, the NA movement is a boon for health, which is true. But this individual has had creeping suspicion that it's too convenient. His perspective is, you know, his first dry January, where he found himself chipping away at a 12-pack of NA Budweiser.
His first dry January.
No, this is the first dry. He's done dry January multiple times. This is the first one he found himself using a 12-pack of NA Bud.
Interesting.
He had alcohol, drop of alcohol in weeks, but still wonders, am I really giving up drinking if I'm still drinking NA beer? Am I breaking any habit if I reach into a cardboard box labeled Anheuser-Busch? Keeping us dependent on rituals of alcohol at the opportunity of breaking up with it entirely. I know what our opinion is. Let's say you, Coach Amy.
Let's see. Let's get into this. All right. First, I want to just address, there is one part that he's buying. The alcohol industry is not stupid. They have caught on. They're like, we want to keep these people giving us money. So let's at least look at that. So yes, I'm very happy that we have the NA options in that. I don't know his story. I mean, and if he is definitely going, hey, I'm going to drink a 12-pack of NA beer in the evening.
Right.
I'm not sure what that says. I don't know. Is that keeping, maybe for him. I know specifically for you and I.
Right.
I know specifically for me, I made an NA beverage. Was it an NA beer? Was it NA wine? Not probably the majority of the time. I was doing a lot of ginger beer. I was doing a lot of Spindrift or bubbly water and doing my own little mocktails and adding fruit and apple cider vinegar and doing all of that, making mocktails. And doing that, as you and I, in our little guide that we have, you know, keep the ritual, replace the ingredients.
Right.
In the beginning, for me, that was what I needed. I needed to do that.
I look at it as the flip side of the patch when you quit smoking.
Yes.
You're keeping the drug part in that model, but you lose all the negative part, and you're not smoking, but then you tile that down. Same idea.
But this is, you literally are getting rid of the drug.
Yeah. So this one, you're getting rid of the drug, but you're
getting rid of the drug.
Right.
Because if you say that it's like one of the beers that has the very minimal bit of alcohol, you can go down to the whole thing. Like, well, there's this much alcohol in a banana. There's this much alcohol in certain foods that we eat naturally occurring. Right. So I would say, that for, I would disagree with him in part on part of this, that because for us, getting rid of that alcohol, that's the key thing.
Right.
I
and that's what all the research are like. Like if you can find somebody who's drinking a 12-pack of regular beer and now they drink six regulars and six NAs, you're benefiting them by half.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's weaning yourself off of this because some people do that. Some people just that was what primarily a lot of your story was. You were mixing them in and out.
Right. Right.
And that's huge. So I think for me also, that first probably 5-6 months, I needed that. I needed that ritual.
Yep.
Over time, it started to subside.
Yep.
And now, I'll be honest with you, I love going out. I love having an NA option. I love buying NA beers. I love trying them. I love having a stocked refrigerator.
Right.
That we never had prior to.
Because we drank it all.
Because you drink it and we drank it fast. So I think that's the other thing. I think the other thing, the other side on this is, yes, capitalism. We have the NA or the big alcohol is going to, they've caught on.
If I can sell you something, I'll sell you something.
They want a slice of the pie in that. And I'm glad I have this. I'm glad that when I go somewhere now, if I want an NA option, we were talking about our vacation coming up. Because I don't like, okay, I've got this one right now. I had some NA wine this weekend and it was more of a, it's funny because it's more around the holidays.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's the holiday. Oh, I'd like to have some wine.
We went to a local kind of greasy place, burger place in town. It's a bar, but it's bar and grill.
So good.
But it's a place where you go have a beer and a burger, and they have all kinds of NA beers.
They had five or six.
Yeah, they had a ton.
And so it was like, sure, yeah. I'd love to have one.
But they kind of use that leading headline to kind of tell what we've always talked about. Like, everybody's journey's different. And while alcohol, you know, an NA beverage, some people would find it a trigger. And I know people who, like, I don't do it, like, it's a trigger. And I think that's basically the punchline of their research. The researchers are like, yes, for some people, it's a horrible idea because it just, you're drinking like, oh, well, I'm not getting what I want out of it. I'm going to have alcoholic version. Whereas we kind of use it as a replacing ingredient, keep the ritual, and kind of, for me especially, like wean off of it, I guess. But like I genuinely like the taste of beer. Like, I enjoy a beer.
Well, and that there is around that too, is that your brain do like it.
Yeah.
That's something that your brain now, it just.
Yeah. I don't drink pop.
You had that acquired taste mm-hmm. for it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's science around this that I can't go into, but so that for you, it's a good thing to have it. I like beer too. I love a stout. I love those different, that flavor.
Yeah.
I just don't want the alcohol. Again, I am not sitting there jonesing for another. I've got halfway down and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want another one.
But to your point, when we have moments like yesterday, oh, that was a perfect burger and beer place. I want that experience, and that's what I get. I don't want the alcohol, but I like a taste of
And alcohol is poison.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a toxin. Please, it is. There's no disputing it. You are drinking ethanol.
It's great. Great for your car, not so much for your body.
Just be informed that this is the case, and you are not going to be addicted to a non-addictive substance. You might still be addicted to your habit, but over time, like mine...
But if you're down
most people, it is going to fade away. I mean, y'all know, I love having my lime and salt water.
Right. Well, I used to drink a lot more NA beer every night, probably closer to the number of my alcohol version habit. And then that kind of weaned off because it's like, well, because I was used to the habit of having a drink around and drinking it all night. Mm-hmm. Which isn't a bad habit as long as you're not drinking alcohol. So replacing it with an NA beer was perfect because I'm doing the same thing. I'm just not.
And NA beer is not bad for you. There's a lot of good things in beer.
Yes. Talk to Joe from Go Brewing. He'll tell you all about it.
Minus the alcohol.
Minus the alcohol.
So there you go.
Well, there you go, kids. There's the debates for the week.
I don't know if we were really debating.
You know.
Were we debating? I don't know.
We have our... You can debate with us, kids. There you go.
Yeah. Let us know what you think, what your thoughts are. There's no right or wrong answer on this. We can agree to disagree.
Amen, sister.
On this. So...
If you want a sugar vodka bomb, you go for it.
I am still going to tell you to replace the ingredients and keep your ritual.
Amen, sister. Amen.
I'm not your sister.
Thank God.
That would be gross.
All right, kids. That's it for us for this week. This Memorial Day. I hope you had a great long weekend.
I have one little last little tidbit I want to say.
Better make it quick.
If wine relieves stress or if alcohol relieves stress, we wouldn't need less. Wouldn't we need less over time and not more?
You're right. Oh.
If alcohol relieved stress, wouldn't we need less over time and not more?
Except it's a drug, and that's not how drugs work.
True.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, now that is us. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend, kids. We'll catch you here next time. I'm Matt, along with Coach Amy. Wish you peace and love in the cornfields, and we are
out.